You can't cage a caged tiger. Right.
PW.
Yes.
Am I wrong?
Yes.
Dr. Captain Clark.
Why do I think if you were a caveman that your cave paintings, like the buffalo, would be upside down?
I look at that guy and I just think you can't cage a caged tiger.
You can't cage a caged tiger.
All right.
And you have no topic with this topic.
Monica?
No. You can't cage a wild tiger is what you're trying to say.
Oh. Tiffany, how do you deal with men hitting on you?
If you're at the service station, someone can always go, hey, you want me to pump that for you?
So let's role play. Whoa, hey. So, I see you over here eating these chicken wings.
I'm wearing my good cologne, so why don't you suck on my bone?
Hey, good looking. We'll be back to pick you up later.
That's when she looked at me like, please help me.
Don't compliment her bone sucking.
If I have a really good bone sucking technique, the last thing that's on my mind is a spike on the mic show.
Why didn't you laugh? Tiffany laughed.
She's a whore.
What we've got here is failure to communicate.
Live from Hooters in beautiful Tampa, Florida, it's the Spike on the Mic Show. And now here is your host, Spike.
Right about now. I said spike check one, spike check two, spike check three. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. And welcome to another award-deserving episode of the Spike on the Mic Show. I am he, ladies and gentlemen. I am he. I am the guy known as the Spike on the Mic. And we are here live at our Palustrious Studios here at 4215 West Hillsborough Avenue, also the place known as Hooters. This is the place to be because at 5 o'clock they had on Bucks All Access Monday, they had a special guest, Mr. Mike Evans from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the place was full. But now there was a mass exodus. I don't know if that's right. Anyway, a lot of people left, so now there's time for you to come out here and enjoy the Spike on the Mic Show. But of course, I can't do this alone. I won't do this alone. So without further ado, let me introduce the crew. Uh-oh, this is different. Directly in my peripheral vision, we have the man who's putting the sounds going through your eardrums. We like to call him PWs. PWs, how you sticking?
I'm sticking like a guy who's normally on this show every week.
Yeah, all right. Thank you.
Yeah.
And we're here, ladies and gentlemen, for one reason.
No.
One reason only.
No, you can't say that.
This is the only reason we're here.
No, the show started. He didn't even have his headphones on.
That's all because he's a talent.
Oh,
I see. Professional.
Oh, I see.
He is the man.
He doesn't need to be ready.
The man we call the voice of reason. Voice of reason, how you sticking?
Wait, he can't speak. Now he can.
I've got my headphones on. I want to say Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas,
thank
America.
You.
Oh, that's so nice.
Talk to him. Talk to him. Ooh, I got to hit go button.
Have you noticed he's like sort of squinting?
Yeah, there's some light in my eyes here.
Is it really?
Yeah, it's that one right there.
Wow.
And that one right there.
So sort of any light?
In your eyes.
In your eyes makes you squint.
Yeah, that's better.
Because it's pretty dim in here, really.
All right, so the next sound you're going to hear, the next sound you hear is
like
going
yours.
To be, you still talking, the next sound you're going to hear is the man who knows it all. We like to call him a savant. We also like to put another adjective in front of that, but we won't. Mr. Bill Smuts. Bill Smuts, how you sticking?
I am sticking like apparently crowd exodus to the Spike on the Mic Show.
No.
Crowd
no,
exodus.
That's exactly how you have prefaced it. You're like, oh, there were a ton of people here for the Mike Evans, and they all left. Hey, welcome to the Spike on the Mic Show. We're here.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how I'm sticking.
Yeah, I think I might have said that wrong. Yeah.
Well, no, it was right. It just didn't come out like you wanted it to.
No. All right, well, we know what we want. We want to know why we
want something?
Why we smell like gas. The gas man.
Oh, man.
Gas man, how you sticking?
Wait, he can't. You're going so fast, I don't get a chance to push the buttons.
I'm sticking like Phoebe Cates and Gremlins because I'm wondering if the bright lights are going to make the voice of reason turn into a gremlin.
Oh.
And I'm also sticking like the king on the Island of Misfit Toys wanting to kick you off my island from wearing that hat.
Okay, let's talk about my hat.
Yeah.
Once we introduce everybody is here.
Yeah.
Because we need to add some XY chromosomes to the mix. What the? This is the last. Something is going on big time, wasn't it?
Well, you have 5 XY chromosomes, so I've already talked, but if you want to go XX, which you thought you had it right, but now you don't.
Man, you've had it right for so many weeks in a row.
All right.
You know, and you just ruined it for Christmas.
Well, let's just do this then. Let's go ahead and talk to one of my favorite people. And you know what? I just thought about it. I shouldn't say that because if there's 2 people, one of them is going to be not favorite.
I know. You shouldn't say that.
Well, in no particular order.
Oh, no. Although one of my favorite people would include another because it's just one of.
Okay. All right. Well, the next sound you're going to hear is the person who admittedly knows she's not my favorite. This is the lovely, the talented Miss Monica. Miss Monica, how you sticking?
That's how I like it, Spike. I'm sticking like mistletoe to the ceiling because it's Christmas time.
Yeah.
Festive and Feliz Navidad.
Oh, that's so nice.
I love Christmas.
Damn.
Yes, man. Put your tongue back in.
Except that hat is an upside down penis and it's weird.
Wow.
I don't see that. I don't have a mirror. Anybody have a mirror?
It's a broken penis.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that hurts.
That
looks like it would hurt.
Yeah.
It's not that. And
you are literally a dickhead right now.
Damn. To confirm that, let's go ahead and talk to the other YY chromosome.
Is this why I'm not your favorite?
Yeah,
it's exactly. No, it's an XX, not a YY.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
That's gender neutral.
Oh.
All right, the next sound you hear is my beautiful favorite, lovely Tiffany. Tiffany, how you sticking?
I'm literally sticking like the beer is to my microphone.
Yeah.
There we go.
She decided to dip hers a little earlier.
Yeah, really.
Mm. Now, on a scale of 1 to 10, how bad did your anus crinkle up? I understandably
I
so.
Know
I'm
how
not
it
making
happened.
Fun of you. I'm just saying, like, I can understand.
Is a 10?
Because I own that.
I know. I understand completely.
Hey, is a 10 hard or a 10 is soft?
A 10 is his anus is inside out.
Yeah.
And a 1 is like he's got a fart.
He's got a hemi. A 10, he has a hemi.
For the first time ever, I'm glad I didn't have my headphones on when this conversation.
Hold on a second. Yeah, really? All right, so PW, answer.
Wow. A lot of stuff just started playing.
I feel like it's your first day. You're better than this, P-Dubs. You're better than this. I expect more out of you.
I don't get this. I don't understand. All right, so.
I swear, it wasn't me.
Maybe
never happened before.
Maybe your anus is
the first time.
Your anus is twited up.
It doesn't matter, and it happens to every guy, and it's okay.
Yeah, this no, it never happens to me.
No, yeah.
It happens on your hat
because
right now, okay?
Okay. You ever have sex, it never happens.
Let me talk to Tiffany. Tiffany, what's wrong with my hat?
It's just weird.
You know, it's the ears.
Stiff.
It's the ears that are attached to it.
These are elf ears.
I know. That makes it weird because you're wearing it up on your head where you shouldn't have ears.
Well, no, that's okay because they're spiky.
There's fireworks.
Hey.
Woo! I love
happy
fireworks.
Happy New Year.
I'm going to leave this place.
Is it Christmas or Happy New Year?
I love.
And then we got a gang of hookers down there.
You can have Christmas fireworks.
Festivus.
Yes. Okay. They're airing their grievances. Yes.
Really? Okay, my chest hurt because me being tall, flashes is not good at night.
Oh.
Yeah, y'all don't get that. But anyway, Tiffany, you would explain to my hat. What's wrong with my hat? I can't see it.
Well, I was just looking at the art on it.
The swastikas? Like
Sharpie art. Is the S for Sharpie? Or
yeah, the S is for Sharpie.
It's almost a swastika. It's a little bit swastika. Look at
this is not a swastika. This is not a
swastika.
Listen, this is not a swastishla.
It's not a little Sharpie.
It's an S. These are S's.
I was talking to Tiffany about this earlier. This is what I think you do. When you're not here, I feel like you go to Michael's or Joanne, and you gather all the S's you can find, yes. and you're like, I want to use my 40% off coupon here, and you have all the, you're like, you got any more S's in the back, and you're all ready for it, and then you take them all home, and you have an iron and a sewing kit, and you just go to town on all your shit.
But this time, he ran out of S's, and he glued on ears.
He had to cut his own, he had to go back for some felt and use a template and cut it out.
Yeah, but at least y'all guys know I'm creative, and I can survive.
At least there's no crystals.
Yes. And swastika does begin with an S.
That is Swarovski S.
Oh, everything else is bedazzled.
Really. This is 2000. We bedazzle. All right, so ladies and gentlemen, what we do out here, we sit around here and
talk about
three things.
Yeah. The past, the present, and the future.
All right. So we have to get our weekend get down in, you know, every once in a while. And now we have a studio audience that saw massive pelvic thrust. I heard Tiffany go, "Oh my!" And I saw Monica was la 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 la.
Yeah. Why do you think I need this big roll of paper towels over here?
Now you got me subconscious about my hat.
You should be very conscious. It should not be sub. It should be all about the conscious right
now. How about that? Is that better?
Oh, that's way better.
All right, good.
It actually is a little better.
It looked like the Grinch.
And now it looks like a dog penis.
Wow. Lipstick.
Is that already the rocket?
Yeah.
All right, I don't know if I got all the formalities out of the way, but let's go ahead and talk to the sponsors real quick.
Oh, okay. Sponsors, we could do that. The Spike on the Mic Show is brought to you by the Game Day Metric Tour. The Game Day Metric Tour is a charity bicycling tour featuring two courses through scenic landscapes. And by Kansas City Online Radio, bringing you cool blues and entertaining talk 7 days a week at kconlineradio.com. And by RadioSt.Pete.com, local internet radio from St. Petersburg, Florida. Today's hits and yesterday's favorites, 24 hours a day, stpeteradio.com.
Welcome to Hooters! Politically incorrect since 1983.
The official home of race fans.
Well, we'll just let that race fan go by because it... Racing season is over, so there's no pickles.
It's still the official home of race fans.
Oh, that's true.
It's just we got nothing to do this weekend.
No fried free pickles either.
Yeah.
But that'd be okay. You know, we'll press on. We'll do what we do. And I still was wondering what the heck cuss word is going on over there. They having a
Hey,
good
don't worry.
Time.
They screamed when we danced. Mm. So, you know, they've got something going for
them. Our dancing was finally appreciated.
Yeah.
Really, exactly. And also... In the absence of the Dr. Captain Clark.
Oh, yeah. Are you ready for this?
We are going to.
No.
Challenge. Not challenge. We're going to employ Tiffany and Monica to do our topic changing thing.
Both of them?
No, we're going to alternate. So we maybe got to come at least two times.
Oh, then you got to tell them which is first.
Tiffany and Monica, you are charged with segueing between segments.
Yes.
Oh, look at that man using words.
There. And now they know.
Yeah.
I'm going to suggest
which one is going first?
I'm going to suggest we do speed topics today, so it's like you have 20 topic changing musics.
We
should speed make topics. Up a lot of topics. Yeah.
Gosh.
So we can hear y'all change some topics.
Yeah.
All right.
So who's going first?
Let's our
Yeah,
our
let
favorite.
Them decide impromptu.
Yeah.
Well, I was going to suggest.
rock, paper, scissors.
Only because Tiffany is not as experienced in the broadcast
world.
There,
I love it. Thank
Monica
you.
She could hear Monica and then go from there.
There we go.
The first one, yeah.
Monica wins.
Monica's going
Who's
first.
Who's going first?
Monica.
But we're not changing shit yet because.
Oh, yeah.
Because.
We haven't even started shit yet.
Am I missing something? What else am I supposed to be doing?
Are we doing
a topic
now?
Are we talking about anything?
Let me ask real quick, Monica, before we go. Do you have a list that you need to say every curse word tonight before the end of the show?
Oh, no. I can if you need me to. Is that a
No.
We don't need you to.
Eat, bite, fuck, suck, gobble, nibble, chew, nipple, put some hair, pie, finger, fuck, screw.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Wow. You was a bad little girl when you was growing up, wasn't you?
I got banned from I was in Twitter jail.
Yeah, what was up with that? What did you get into Twitter jail for? I saw that.
I will tell you this is why. Is this the first topic?
All right, here we go.
Music.
Oh, here's the first topic for everybody out there in Radio Land. Listen up, children, because it's all about the swears.
Yes.
And jail.
Beautiful.
Wait a minute. You said listen
and
to children.
Jail.
Yes, all the kids. Open up your ears.
All right. Hey, so
I'm the jail guy on the show.
All right, yeah. All right, so now word on the street is that you were in Twitter jail.
I was in Twitter jail. What happened was.
You're talking to me now.
So Saturday night, the Buffalo Bills played the stupid Patsies.
I know.
It was a good game, and they lost, and I'm not talking about that. I'm still not over it.
But they came close.
I don't want to hear about close. All right. So I'm not even going to say tipsy. I was friggin' drunk, okay? And I was very, very pissed off for obvious reasons.
Sure.
And I wasn't tweeting anything bad. I didn't, like, invent a tweet and tweet it out there. What happened was a friend of mine who's a big Buffalo Bills fan tweeted something bad about Tom Brady. And I replied to him. I didn't retweet with comment. I just replied to only him, and I said some very, very, very foul stuff that nobody should ever say out loud. Like, it was bad, and I'm embarrassed, and I could admit I was wrong.
Right?
It was bad.
You didn't private message, though. You replied.
No, I replied to him.
Yeah.
I didn't retweet, and I did not retweet with comment. I replied. But like 5 minutes later, I get a thing saying, I'm not suspended. I'm locked. My account is locked. For violating hateful content, the rules of Twitter, specifically hateful content.
Hateful content.
Damn.
And so, yeah, I want to read you what.
How long you tweeted?
So
I mean,
generally, what was it? I mean,
no.
Wait a minute. Well, is she gonna say it on?
Yeah, but you don't have to say it. But let me ask you this.
Oh,
let me ask
I will.
You this. Why? I mean, how long are you banned it?
It ended up being they tried to. I was trying last night to get on because they said 24 hours. So right. It was from like. Hey. but it wouldn't work last night. So this morning I was let back in first thing. So that it was painful, but at the same time good because I didn't really want to read anything crappy about the Bills all yesterday anyway. So I just let it go. But I will tell you, want me to read you what it said?
Yes.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you now.
You
in
do?
Advance,
yeah.
It's super foul, but also it makes no sense, okay? So
All right, here we go.
It makes no sense. Okay, so he tweeted something about how Brady cheats and he's a liar, and he swore a little bit in his, but he wasn't as bad. This is my response to Eric, my friend Eric. Because he said something about, remember, I'm talking about Brady. I said, bitch ass pussy motherfucking cunt asshole, and fuck everyone who backs his sloppy dick asshole. That doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't, no.
Yeah, it does.
But it does have a lot of those words.
Yeah, it does. That's,
you know, I'm probably going to have to beep out.
They put me in jail for that, Spike.
Damn.
I didn't catch that. Can you repeat it?
I will.
No. Don't make her repeat it.
Bitch ass pussy motherfucking cunt asshole and fuck everyone who backs his sloppy dick asshole.
Oh.
That's the new saying for the Spike on the Mic show.
I don't know what that means.
I think I just got notified that we're banned on Radio St. Pete. We just got put in Radio St. Pete.
We're in Radio St. Pete jail.
Yeah, really.
So I was violated for hateful contact. They did let me back on. I have since. Well, I honestly know that was foul and wrong, and I should have never.
What was the hate part, though?
Sloppy ass dick. I don't know. I don't know.
Did you put hashtag Tom Brady or something like that on there?
No. All I did was reply. I didn't even put it out there. Like, you know what I mean? It was just a reply to someone else who had said something bad about Tom Brady as well.
He didn't get banned.
He should be banned from life, but no, he did not.
Wow.
Wait, Tiffany, how you feel about that?
I don't know. I'm not. I don't really like football, so I really don't have. I don't know. Which do you like more,
football or cursing?
I love saying fuck.
Wow!
That's my favorite word.
It's going to be one of those shows.
Yeah, this is our last show of the year, so y'all let it all out. I was saying, so you have no opinion on sorry-ass Tom Brady's and the Patriots?
No, I don't.
I wish. I'm honestly jealous of that. My life would be so much happier if I didn't care about football.
I mean, obviously we live in Tampa, and look at our football team.
Mm-hmm.
So how could I hate on him when...
They won four in a row, and then they lost, but they won four in a row.
Yeah, but I don't even watch it, so I don't even know how they won. So.
Nobody else does either.
You just heard they won,
it really happened.
What is Tom Brady's record against the Buffalo Bills?
Eat a dick and suck it.
All of them.
Yeah, lifetime and
zero. Man.
I don't think they've ever beaten Tom Brady.
That's like 35-3, I think.
Yeah. Oh.
These are not the opinions of the Radio St. Pete.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
But Radio St. Pete. Your podcast.
University of
it's
Paul.
How it goes. It's not the FCC.
All right, so is it time Have we got all off our chests?
My little tiny chest is happy now.
Yeah.
Oh. This is all you, girl.
Yeah, I know. And your favorite.
No pressure,
word.
But be good.
Yeah, really. So right. Now, it's topic changing time.
And on to the next topic. I don't know if it'll be any worse than the first one, but here we go. Spike on the mic. Nice.
All right. Good job.
You stuck the landing. You stuck the landing. All right, I like to call this topic here, Is the crime worth the time?
I mean, it rhymes, hey, so.
That could go in hand with Monica's first thing.
Yeah. With that long-ass thing she said.
Could go well.
My Twitter jail.
Her 24-hour ban.
Let me ask you guys. All right. Last week, we talked about stealing.
Was
stealing rang and right or wrong? And we know it's wrong.
No.
But question. There was a Dallas woman who discovered that the bank made a mistake and put $37 million into her account.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say $37
million? $37 million into her account. Good. They made a mistake because they were putting in some money from overseas, and the exchange rate was effed up, and so there was a comma missing or something. So for 24 hours, they had $37 million into her account. Well, of course.
So 24 hours, how many thousand did she spend before she was caught?
No, the couple actually decided, they made a phone call to the bank, and they, did you tell her we need another vegetable?
She didn't see it, but we will.
This is the same girl who bought me a glass and didn't fill it.
I know. Yeah, why?
Isn't that rude? I don't know. Is that, I
empty
wouldn't...
glass.
And then walked away.
Oh, rude.
But I digress.
Was it cold?
Yeah. Glass was cold anyway.
Hey, let's get back on the track. So she went and admitted it, that, hey, you guys made a mistake and put this money in our bank because we don't have $37 million. The bank just said, okay, thank you, blase, blase. He took the money back, and she was back down to $100 in her bank account.
All right.
Now, is that stealing or is that wrong for them to take that money? I'll start with you, PW.
Wrong for the bank to take that money?
No, for the couple that found it, or the Dallas woman.
Well, they didn't take the money. So what are you asking me?
Would that have been wrong if it had took some money?
Of course.
Okay.
That's why I asked that question. How many thousand did she manage to spend before the bank figured it out?
Yeah. She didn't. Gas.
Yeah, so you know you don't. That's like me waking up with $37 million in the bank. I know I don't have $37 million. It's not my money. I'm not.
I mean, but $37 is one thing. $37 million, you got to turn yourself in, or they're going to turn your own damn.
Wouldn't you have bought like just one car?
That's a dirty
so
car.
So, mine, you turn it in too?
Oh, totally.
Tiff?
Yeah, I kind of feel like we've talked about something like this. This happens.
Oh, we always talk about it.
I drink a lot.
I would turn it in.
Frequently, but also, who are the retards working at the bank?
I know, yeah.
Most importantly, because from self-fucking experience, last week, literally, I'm not even joking you, last week.
So we can't laugh?
No, you can laugh.
Okay. But you said not joking.
They literally went to the bank, got change, call back and say, we gave you too much money. You have
a that's on you, fool.
Really?
Hold on a second. So in that scenario, do you give them money back?
Well, I had to. They know we're
They called you, so they know who you are, huh?
Yeah.
Did you notice it before they called you?
No, I didn't count it. They work at the bank. They be they know
exactly.
How to.
Yeah, hello.
They got that
yes.
Machine.
So that just reminds me of that. Who are these people working at the bank?
Yeah, I'll do that.
All right. Let's watch this. Voice of Reason.
Well, first of all, can the bank afford to give me $13 million or what is
37.
It? $37 million? Can they afford it?
Yes.
Well, then they shouldn't take it back. If they gave me $37 million, I should be able to keep it.
There you go. Finders keepers, right?
I mean, can you just keep a million only? You have to keep all $37
million? Yeah.
Yeah, I think so.
All right.
You know, in Tiffany's case, she really was there any way you could have come up with the correct amount in your mind? You know, like say, no, I'm looking at it right now. Yeah, I only got $38 and 20 cents.
It was wrapped and marked.
Oh.
Yeah.
And marked.
Oh, it was part of a business thing.
Yeah. So you should have said, no, I've just counted it. I got exactly what I was supposed to.
It's not my job to count it. It's theirs.
No, I'm saying.
No, I know.
Because I really think that
the teller would have got screwed.
Yeah.
They should be fired.
Yeah.
They get to keep
well,
your
you
money.
Well, you could have helped them get fired by keeping the money.
They can pay the money back.
Yeah. No, they would have just decided the teller stole it.
Yeah, after you return it, yeah. thank God you returned it.
So what BW is saying, Tiff, let me mansplain it.
Yeah.
Ooh. You know how to explain anything.
Yeah.
Really? Look at his hat. Come on. Look at his hat. Of course he can explain
things. It's limp again, too.
If you came to the bank and I gave you 3 bricks and I was supposed to give you 2. So then you took off in the car and drove down the street. Then I said, oh, schnit. And I called you. I said, hey, Tiff, I actually gave you 3 bricks instead of 2.
Why are you dealing cocaine out of your brain?
You should have. You should have said, no, you only gave me 2.
Exactly. I'm looking right at it. I only have 2.
No, I know exactly what it's saying. Exactly.
Oh, yeah. So you need to be explained.
That's what I said. I said you gave me this, and that's what it says on it. Exactly what I asked for.
I was actually told at the bank, if they give you too much money, you don't have to bring it back. It's on them.
Noted.
They shouldn't give you the money.
Hey, don't fire that girl yet. Or that guy. Don't fire that tourist.
If you leave, you're supposed to count it back.
All right, so, Smiles, what do you think about this?
Well, the thing is, it's digital transactions, and it's so simple for them just to recall
it.
Well, that's what I'm saying. At $37 million, I'm going to go ahead and find out, because I don't know much about the dark. Actually, I don't know anything about the dark web, but I would find out about the dark web. I would find someone that does know about the dark web and go, hey, can we change this $37 million number to maybe $34 million, and I'll give you $1 million.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So
all of a sudden, that way, let them recall the $34 million. Then they'll have to figure out where that other 3. But
yeah,
hey, it's correct in my end. Now it's 34.
Well,
and I make 2, and the guy who does it makes 1, or I'll even go 1.5. Why not?
The reason I brought that up is because this is not an isolated case. It's happened before. Because over
we've talked to
the same
before,
woman
a lot of times.
We talked about.
Yeah, it's a frequent topic.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes.
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 Someone doesn't listen to
hold
it.
Hold on a second. So
topic changing music?
I don't think this is it. This hat is messing up my headphones.
I feel like it's a random question for you to ask. I think you asked the wrong question. Here we go again, like we did last week. I don't think the question is what is it wrong or right, because we're all going to have to say it's clearly you got to give them the money back. What you got to ask is, would you keep the money? And if so, how would you try and get away with it? That's the more interesting question.
Or you can listen to the, what was the topic name of this topic? Is the crime worth the time? So what I'm saying is, this has happened before, and another bank gave this one cat $5 million by mistake.
Right.
Well, he went and spent damn near half of it, partied like a rock star.
Yeah.
The bank found out about it, and so they put him on probation. Now, the real question is, are you willing to go on probation for $3-5 million?
Now, I've never been on probation. So, what does exactly that entail? Like, I mean,
pretty
I'm
much
not in
nothing.
Jail. I can
pretty much nothing. If you just be a good girl, everything's okay.
Don't get in trouble again.
Yeah, but you know what? You would have been in trouble with that Twitter rant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that illegal?
Yeah. You're on probation with your Twitter.
Your probation would have been revoked.
Yeah, really.
Am I on Twitter probation?
Maybe.
They have their eye on me, I bet.
Oh, yeah. You're marked forever.
Did they hear me swear?
All right. So now, knowing this little information, does this change your
opinion?
This
show is on probation now.
Yeah, really.
Yeah. Oh,
Monica,
absolutely.
Does it change your information?
No,
change
I'm
your
giving
opinion?
It back, dude.
All right. Tiffany? Oh, you ready?
No.
Yeah. Know what?
What?
What? What? She wasn't listening.
Oh, okay.
She was on some other show.
Oh, okay.
I was. Right. I'm checking my bank balance. Checking for those mills.
All right, Smarts.
What?
No information. Do you now try to maybe get some of that? Oh, you already said you did the dog well. Do you try to get some of that money?
Well, I've already said how I tried doing. No. Yeah, $37 million. That's a money that I would try and investigate. How do I get some of it? But you're not going to keep all of it. You can't.
But this gas man.
Seeing as how I'm on real probation already, I would definitely go on probation again for $37 million.
Hell yeah.
Serious.
Yeah.
And voice of reason.
Well, I guess I could. If they can mistakenly give me money, then maybe I could mistakenly spend some of it.
Sure.
Exactly.
I mean, mistakes, right? It's just a mistake, right?
And also, if you steal $6 million, you could just disappear. If you steal $600 million, they will find you unless they think you are already dead.
And if you spend most of it on food, there's no way they could take it back.
Aren't they in more trouble than me? I mean, they stole the money first. They stole it and gave it to me.
All right, somebody answer how that happened.
They actually stole the money and gave it to me.
Oh, you said that two times.
So they're in more trouble. They would be in more trouble than I would be, right?
But no one stole the money in the first place. Yeah, it was a typographical error.
Yeah.
Somebody deliberately
came from the bank.
Somebody deliberately made a typographical
smoke coming
error.
Out of his ear.
Somebody deliberately made a typographical error.
Oh, so you're thinking a teller that has always found you very attractive?
Yes.
Made sure you got $38 million. Whoa, yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. What's his name?
Yeah. You picked that up out of there, all that?
Welcome to Fantasy Island.
No. Does not make sense.
It could happen.
If I give the money to somebody else, it's no different than them giving the money to me.
This is taking forever. Yeah, well, really.
You know, reason we're here. Yeah.
After all this time, you picked up on it.
But seriously, if I gave the money to somebody else, would that be any worse than what they did by giving the money to me?
Damn.
Yes, it would.
Somebody insert what? What? I'll do it. Right. What are you talking about?
It wasn't theirs to give. It wasn't mine to give.
Son.
Okay.
What in the hell is the matter with you?
Serious.
All right. All
right. Hit something. Let's just change this topic here. All right.
I would think they would be afraid to bring it up before the law.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Monica, you ready?
All right. Yeah, really.
Since nobody knows what the voice of reason is talking about, and we really want him to stop talking, we're changing the topic, right, Mofo, now.
All right. Oh, man. I like to call this topic, is this a story about Spike on the mic?
Is this a story about Spike on the mic?
Is this a story
about
Spike on the mic?
No, that's the title.
It's a title.
Oh. Is this a story about Spike on the mic?
Well, all right.
Story?
Dr. Daryl Wing Su.
Yeah. He's Dr. Daryl Wing Su. Yeah.
Yeah. AKA Spike.
He is a psychologist professor who studies and writes on topics such as the entitlement of touching someone without their permission.
Oh, right? Okay.
He's done a study that says that people will touch a person innocently, not thinking that it's wrong. And he developed a term which you guys probably heard of called, it's called microaggressions.
Microaggressions. Now, wait a second. You just said touching somebody unintentionally, and you're going to call that a microaggression?
No, touching someone innocently.
Innocently, that would
be unintentional. Even though the other person didn't ask for it.
Without their permission.
Yeah, there you go.
No. Innocently would mean that you didn't mean to do it.
Right. Didn't mean to aggressively.
No, you didn't mean to touch them at all.
No. I don't want to touch somebody. Right. People are touching.
Need to touch that hat you have on. Make still, it get a little tight. Yeah. Oh, it got worse.
Oh yeah,
touch it with a baseball bat.
You notice how it's just going limp? Yeah.
All right, I'm trying to give you guys because we on the Spike of the Mic show, we do nothing but try to inform you people on certain things about inclusiveness, intrusiveness, and things that you should not do.
Don't worry, sir. We can't understand him either. He's looking at you and so totally concentrated.
All right. You know, we should tell him that a hat doesn't show up on radio. You know?
Hey, I got a hat on.
It doesn't show up on radio.
But I'm still cute.
Definitely.
You guys, let's get the train back on track. I'm trying to tell you guys about this topic that Dr. Su came up with, microaggression.
Let's cut to the bullet points.
Right.
What are you saying?
Here's the bullet point. He came up with six things that people do that consider microaggressiveness. And I want you guys to know about this. Don't insist that women aren't qualified if you have to act. Oh, shit, that came out wrong. Listen. Think about how you touch and speak to women. That's one thing.
So this person is teaching a kindergarten class because that's when people should learn that.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like this topic here.
Yeah,
I don't like
this
damn topic.
Oh, my God. I'm scared for the next topic.
Nah, it's easy.
If it's even a real topic. Really?
I like to call this topic, you crazy as all be damned.
You crazy as all be damned.
Okay, just in time for Christmas, the National Health and Medical Research Council has published a report that says that the guidelines that adults should have, how many drinks per day? I'll start with you, gas man.
All day?
Yeah.
Like on a Saturday
alcoholic drinks
or on a
day.
Tuesday?
And on what planet? How long is the day? You know, here the day is 24 hours, but we could go to other planets where it's like one day is like 235 years. You know.
How many alcoholic drinks do you think that this scientist discovered that the human should have per day?
By defining an alcoholic drink, we're talking 1 ounce of alcohol, 5 ounces of
1 ounce of alcohol?
Or 12 ounces
and a half,
of beer.
Right? 1.5 ounces.
All right. 1.5, 5, and 12, correct? 5 ounces of wine, 12 ounces.
And is it on a Saturday, or is it like every single day of the week?
Every day of the week.
Right.
Morning?
What? Wait a minute. Hold on a second.
Like three.
So you're asking how many 12-ounce beers should I have in one day?
To be healthy.
You have one.
To be healthy.
For your health.
Nine.
Nine?
Okay. Yeah, nine.
A day? I was going to say eight initially, but I think three.
It's
I think
two.
My first instinct was eight. But I feel like if it's Tuesday. Because if you think
Tuesday's a little special. That's nine.
Yeah.
No, I was thinking if it's a Saturday and you start drinking at brunch and you have two or three drinks there and then you drink a little later on and there's football on.
But Miller Lite comes in that nine pack.
You know what?
Yeah.
You know, that's.
Are
you going to save one for tomorrow?
You should actually record this and we should send it to Twitter, define it, go, this is the reason why.
Yeah, really.
I already told Twitter. It's in the handle. It's Bill's Fan Monica. What do you expect from me last Saturday? Saturday night. That's on you guys.
Yeah.
So, okay. So I think on a regular day, every day, I know scientists can disagree with three. It's healthy. You come home. That first one is just to calm you down.
Right.
Second one is kind of, okay, that was fun. And then and then when you're done with the third one, you're done. That's cool, right?
Yeah. The third one is to get a good belch working.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Gas?
Well, this is probably according to some misguided scientists. I'm going to say they said two drinks is good for
them. Damn. Boys?
Yeah, I'm going to go along with the two.
Tiff?
I think at least three or four. At least three or four.
Yeah.
Like we know the women on this show are drunks.
Damn slushes.
Slushies.
Yeah.
That's a drunk slut.
Yeah.
Drunk lush. Slut lush.
Smarts?
Look, I've always heard it's two. I mean, it's like whether it be LBJ from those days, they said, hey, two drinks.
Yeah, but know after the
three
one, you're going to want another one.
Is that the lesbian gays and jumpers?
It sounds like you said LBJ, like a French
You said LBJs?
That's not a drink.
LBJ.
depends on how long.
Okay, who are the LBJs? Who are the LBJs?
After the second one, you're going to want to have another one.
You guys are missing it.
Stop it.
Yeah. It's based on a scientific study. I'm thinking about the misguided scientists that came up with this. That's why I said
right.
Yes.
Look,
not realistically, but the scientists.
They talk about heart health. Alcohol can be there at a number of two.
Well, he's obviously Spanish if he thought of LBJ.
I thought he was talking about the old president.
Am I wrong? LBJ?
Yes. You're always wrong.
Which means, in English, the BJ.
Yes. LBJ. Yes. Yes.
LBJ.
Thank you. I didn't think my comment had to be explained.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
It shouldn't have had to.
Yeah.
Last time I went to Gay Paddy, I had LBJ. Paddy Alpha Hotel.
What? Okay.
All right. No, I'm inclined to go with Monica's first feeling, eight.
Yeah. Not the only one.
Yeah.
Let's be slushes together.
Yeah, really. Yeah. All right. Everybody else, what you said. Okay. Anyway, this is a stupid study. As Gas Man notified, they think that you should have 1.4 drinks.
1.4?
So not even supposed to finish my second one.
So, like, you spill that 0.6 drink?
Yeah.
It's supposed to fall asleep.
You pour it out for your homies.
Yeah. You just dip your microphone in it.
Oh.
You know what I... You know how I hear that? You know how I hear that? I hear that like this. So 1.4 is clearly an average, right? So I can have 10 or 12 on one day, and then have only one on the other day or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
And it averages out to 1.4. Yeah. So that's how I'm going to do that.
On the day you're feeling sick, you only have the one.
Yeah, but the other days I have 18.
First of all,
first
of all, 1.4 times 7 is 9.8 for a week.
Oh, my damn.
So 18 is already, you're 2 weeks worth into it almost there. Or actually,
and this is why he's a savant.
I'm going to call you. I'm going to tell you what term was introduced.
You finna get banned.
No.
Somebody, you finna get banned.
No, there's no swears here. This is what I like about this. I was introduced to a term today that I instantly thought of when you said that. You're a fun sponge.
You
just suck all the fun. You just sponge it
all
up.
Oh, my God.
Well, how about this?
I thought it was a compliment, and suddenly it turned bad.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fact setter is basically what it is.
Back in the 60s, the British used to have a time-honored tradition of issuing an ounce of rum to every sailor per day. 1 ounce of rum per day. They were entitled to that.
It's so
they ended it back in the 60s.
Almost Tommy changing time. Whenever the boy starts shit out there.
No, I kind of like that. Yeah.
And the nice thing is I'm absorbing all this fun. Now you can put me over here and squeeze me out, and I sprinkle fun over everywhere.
Two things going on right now, right?
There you go.
Things, and I don't know one of them.
If you guys want to kill fun, I know a lot of things.
All right. What, 7 to 8 on Mondays?
You should appreciate what I don't say.
It's fun sponge. Fun sponge.
Damn. Wait, but who's going to be assigned to squeeze him? I'm not doing it.
Nope. All right, let me ask you this. I'm totally confused on what we're talking about.
Really?
So what are we going to do?
That's new. Literally, every single
time. That's French for his mama spake. You know what I didn't do? I didn't give out the numbers in case someone wants to play.
Oh, no, that's why the show is moving right along.
Yeah,
and why we haven't heard a toilet flush.
Yeah, but this is
the
last
toilet flush before the end of the year.
Oh, wait, what was the Ryman dude from last time? He was fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Reverend Al.
So you guys can give us a call, 813-699-3900. Yeah, because we're a caller-driven show.
Why don't I call you? Next time I'm not here, I'm going to text you and give me the phone number.
Okay, so let's go ahead and do one more topic change of music.
One more means the show's almost over, which means we all can get back to drinking our 8 drinks a day. Woo!
I'm pretty sure that was Tiffany's turn.
So hit it again.
It really, I did. Really? Really? Again? How many freaking topics do we need tonight? They all sucked.
Wait a minute. I was wrong. It was Monica.
Damn sure Monica.
I'm not doing this again just because the voice of reason wants me to. He just wants to talk about something again. What's next?
Oh, my God. Okay. This topic, we don't have to just wing it.
Wing it?
Literally.
Really?
The rest of the show is so structured.
No title?
Yeah. No. What you do on the first?
What we've been doing.
What you do on the first?
Right. This topic, if you guys were around during our pre-show, we talked about...
Pre-show. Is it like
everybody was in the bathroom.
Yeah.
Which is where I got to go.
Yeah.
What pre-show?
I thought I heard you in there.
No. Yeah.
You was in the wrong one.
Oh.
Right. Okay, so do you guys have idiosyncrasies?
Whoa. Yes.
I think the word you're looking for is superstitions.
Or idiosyncrasies. I like that.
Why I can't use the word I use?
Yeah.
I don't know if it's applicable.
That's the biggest word he's ever said.
That is true. And
he
did say it correctly. Okay, just use it.
You guys have any crazy things that y'all do that have to be done when the new year comes in?
Oh, I see.
And I'll give you an example.
Like New Year's customs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cooking black eyed peas.
Oh.
What? You listen to the music?
That's what
a lot of people
them?
Do.
Oh, yeah, it's a thing, but do you really eat them or you just cook them and throw it away?
Yeah, a couple bites. Sure, why not?
Yeah. Okay, well, eating black-eyed peas is definitely one of them.
Yeah.
But I'm curious to know, what does the short community have?
Oh, the short community.
Yeah, because I can give you a list of things that the tall community have.
You mean the majority?
They're still short. It could be a lot of short people.
There's a lot of us.
There's a lot of short people, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, let me give you...
You got a problem with short?
You think you can take all of us?
No, that's why. History.
The short people was the one that took the tall people. Remember?
Yeah, really. They had boats. All right. Well, hold on a second.
Oh my God!
Damn it!
And you know why we had boats?
Okay. We're finna lose now. Yeah.
Because we drowned that much shallower than you guys did.
Oh. No, only very short.
We knew you weren't going to jump off because you couldn't swim.
You went from a sponge to the joke killer.
Nice try. Yeah. All right, so let me give y'all one of the rituals, idiosyncrasies that the
So we have a guy that sucks up fun. and a guy that kills jokes.
That's exactly right.
That's fabulous.
What
now
deserving.
We're
going to
sprinkle it up somewhere else.
Yeah, what deserving. One of the things, and you guys, I need you guys to go into your history banks, think about what you guys do or was told they were doing
right.
for New Year's.
For New Year's.
One of the things that we do, and it's been passed down for generations, is that the first person through your front door on New Year's Day has to be a male. And it cannot be a male that slept there. And
well, that's sexist. But let me ask you this.
Yes.
What if, does it have to be on New Year's Day? Like, what if nobody comes in your door at all day on New Year's Day, and you're just on your couch watching bowl games?
Right.
Yeah.
The first person through the house on
ever.
That New Year.
Okay.
Oh.
So if you go a week without someone coming in the house, the
first person
through that house has to
be
a male.
Or?
Or yeah, what are the consequences?
Terrible luck.
Or
yeah.
that house is going to be bad luck for Jinx. It's going to be terrible for the rest of the year.
I got to say, I'm tall, and I've never heard that in my life.
You haven't?
Like, no. I'm gonna hearken back to your childhood, and I'm going to go ahead and make you feel good and relive your youth.
Thank you.
Because what I'm going to need you to do is come over, walk in the door on New Year's Eve, and then walk the F out.
All right? No, because what I was telling
you. No, all kidding aside, I'm going to need you to do that.
Okay, yeah, because my grandmother, when I was growing up, I was about 13 in the area. And every New Year's Day, we would have to.
Yeah.
I would have to walk through the neighborhood and go into people's houses.
Uh-huh.
They would say, Miss Johnson down the street was saying, New Year's Day, hey.
Did you make money?
Send Spike. No, because the ritual was the first person in that house for the New Year had to
and
be a male.
Just like Monica, so she's not going
to
invite him in
so
for
a
drink.
So, a scenario here. Yeah. Let me ask
no,
right.
No, no.
Right.
Spike, let me see. What do you do if at 12:05 on New Year's Day, your phone or your doorbell rings.
Right.
Halle Berry
and you
says,
look,
I really need to use the bathroom. I really need to use the bathroom.
She cannot come into my house. The first person coming to my house on that New Year day or the first person for that rest of the year has to be a male.
She said, it's raining out here. I have to take these clothes off, and I need to use your bathroom.
Oh.
What if
what
she
do you
walks
do then?
In on her
you
knees?
Can pee outside.
Yeah.
What do you
I'll
do then?
Yes.
I guess you'll be unlucky.
Yeah, I'll be have a bad house.
Would it be really that unlucky?
I'm on my knees, Spike. I need
that
to come in your
like,
house.
Why are y'all
like
trying to change years and years of tradition?
Because it's really
tradition
sexy.
Says
really.
A man is supposed to be the first person to walk through your house.
Right,
on
right but Halle Berry, come on.
All right. All right. What happens if it was Caitlyn Jenner?
Yeah, it could be
Jennifer
that?
Aniston.
Or Bruce
I know
Jenner.
That's a soft
spot. Oh, yeah,
Caitlyn Jenner.
It's a girl.
Also, another thing that we do in the world is that before the new year comes in, you're supposed to wash all your clothes. There should be no dirty clothes in your house. Because you're not supposed to bring dirt into the new year.
All right.
So do you people practice that ritual?
I washed all
that's
of mine today.
Insanity.
My people
I
don't practice
that
I can
barely keep up with laundry monthly.
So basically, yeah.
My underwear's inside out right now.
I think this is
some Lake City.
Stuff?
I think it's some Lake City stuff because I've never heard of either one of those.
Listen, I don't invent this stuff. I just live it, okay?
My only problem is I've never done it, but now that I know about it, I have to do it. It's bad luck if I don't. So
right.
I would just spend New Year's Eve day morning. Like just
no, more. You got to do it before the new year comes.
That's what I'm saying. I'll just do all the laundry, and then I'll just wear whatever I'm wearing is what I'm wearing for the rest of the day until the next day. And I can do it on the first, right?
No,
right.
No. Wait a second. You know, what about what you're wearing? You know,
that's what
you
I'm
can't
wear
go,
for the rest
you
of the
can't
day,
go into the new year wearing anything.
Wear
because it's
no, no, you know,
it's soiled if you have it
you
on.
You can't have dirty clothes.
What are you saying? I got a dirty
closet.
Hoo-ha?
Oh, well, I'm screwed. No wonder I've been having issues every day of the year.
Yeah.
I'll give you another one. This is what I do, and you can call. Right. Am I short or tall? I don't
I've
know.
I've never heard of any of these.
You're neither one because you're not.
You haven't.
And you're not.
Never.
Yeah.
I'm medium.
What is your New Year's thing then?
Nothing. I wake up and I live
keep
another
going,
day.
Huh? That's why you.
I got a pile of laundry to do. Got to figure out what day it is, even though it's the first day of the year, where
no,
I have to be.
I'm trying to improve your life, girl.
Yeah. Well, okay. So mine is, and this might help you too, is that if you don't can't spend, you can't pay any bills on the first. You can't spend any money on the first.
Oh,
because
okay.
If
you can't spend any bills. Or can't pay. You don't. I mean, you can't spend any money.
You,
or you don't pay bills.
Don't pay bills because
oh,
if you do. Then the money's going to go out to its bills all year long. So you pay your rent on the 31st or the 2nd, and my landlord already knows.
I think
knows,
I'm
so.
Just going to start drinking 8 drinks on the 1st.
I like this.
I'm with you.
8 drinks.
All right, Gasman, y'all, you have anything that you know about New Year's?
Yeah, I'm sleeping off a hangover usually. That's,
yeah.
Yeah, bowl games are my tradition.
All right, Voice of Reason?
No, I don't have any.
God, you people, how do y'all?
Who just know is long and drawn out?
Black Eyed Peas is good.
A black guy peas? What? Yeah, you watch a black guy pee?
Yeah.
Damn, weird.
If a black eyed peas.
Is that what you do on New Year's Day?
If a black eyed peas while coming through your door.
So you walk around, you go all through the neighborhood looking for a black guy to pee.
While coming through the front door, first thing.
Oh, this is the title.
Smart.
It's the title for this show.
Smart.
A black guy pees. Yeah.
Mine just started 4 years ago, and it was I go out to the bay, and I take the best of Spike on the Mic. Disc,
nope.
And I see when how many times I can skip it on the wall.
Oh, that's so nice.
I like that. Solid tradition.
That one is not going to catch on. That's not going to catch on. No, you don't. No pound for that shit.
That was hilarious.
All right, PWs.
I'm with Schmutz. Yes.
Okay. Here's another ritual that I'm. Listen, what I'm doing is I'm improving y'all lives from this day forward.
I'm totally listening. I'm going to do them all. Yeah. I'm not kidding. I'm not going to do black eyed.
I'm not making this up. If Lake City was
a black eyed pea.
Good.
No, seriously. Do you have more copies of Spike and the Mic? Best of. I want to go.
You don't throw it all yours away.
Oh yeah.
Look, yeah. I got 22 times last.
Did though. You?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was a calm day.
You know, I've got a nice little pond behind my house.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We should get together and see how
Perfect.
Many times.
Also, one of the rituals, now this is what I've grown up to learn, is that whatever you're doing when the new year comes in,
right,
is what you're going to be doing all year.
So, like, we're
going to
be
drunk.
We're going to be skipping best ofs.
Yeah. I've heard that one, Spike.
I've heard that one too. Yeah.
Really? So you want to do something good on the first?
I'm on the beach drunk, so that's what I'm going to do. Yeah. Here. I got no problem with that.
Most people would be hungover.
Yeah.
I am trying to smash.
Yeah, I thought the host of this show might have a blistered unit by the end of third or fourth.
What's a blistered unit?
It's that's when you herpes. Are you're tanning.
That would be called herpes.
No, that's actually
oh, so now,
as she's coming through the door.
So now she is peeing too?
No, that's
you got a guy and a girl peeing? Herpes and he pee and black guy pees.
That's actually a thing now, tanning your taint.
Oh
yeah.
No.
Okay, this is not
my day now.
It's reliving your day? You were tanning your... Well, let's talk to you.
No.
Yes.
I was talking about anal bleaching.
And and tanning your taint.
No. Well, yeah.
How do we go from...
Isn't that kind of opposite?
That's a very specific sun.
Bleaching your anus and tanning your taint.
I guess if you want an even color.
Who doesn't, really?
Okay.
Wow.
Before I go back into the topics of...
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure that Radio St. Pete's turned us off.
Oh, yeah. They're playing Canada music now.
Then you need to find a new pool because this is funny.
KC probably got us. But, okay, back to you, Tiffany. Why would you tan and your... What'd you do, tan and blonde?
I didn't.
Yeah. You want it all be the same
tan
color?
Tan your taint
talking about tan
and bleach
and
your bum.
Waxing balls and anal bleaching and...
What show are you listening to?
Yeah, because
we ain't saying none of
that. That was my day this afternoon.
Sure, yeah.
You were waxing balls?
No, I didn't do it.
She was bleaching her.
About it. Somebody asked if they could trim their chest hair, and I was like, no, sir. It just
it's
things.
For her,
my
it's
word.
For her.
And it all just.
It's for her line of work, what she does for a living along that.
Oh.
I feel like you don't need
it's
to say
related.
Sir at the end of that. If you're going to ask me that question, I don't think I'll ever find it. Sir. No, get the out.
Yeah, really.
Well, that's a very. Landscaping, bro. And if you don't know how to do it by now, then. I don't even know.
That's
how
a very
you.
Specific type of work.
Yes.
All right. So here's the thing. The next person that wants an anal bleaching.
Oh, yeah.
Say,
me.
Say sure.
I do it for a
$1,000. Say absolutely sure. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they can't see back there you're back there. Mercurochrome.
Ah.
And you just
what's
make
that?
The thing.
Yeah.
It makes
know what
it bright
mercurochrome
red.
Oh.
Yeah. Bright red.
Have you done this?
Yeah. Yeah, he's done
it. Is this your New Year's
He talks
thing?
About it all the time.
Well, yeah, only on the first. Only on the first.
Yeah, that's what he does
on
New Year's Day, so he'll, for the rest of the year,
really,
he'll have
right,
mercurochrome
right, what the hell is good, look?
Mercurochrome.
Right. Yes, mercurochrome. You don't remember that?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay, listen. I've tried to
normally
educate
put
you
on your little cuts and bruises.
I listen to you. I'm absolutely going to do these things. I'm dead serious.
Thank you, Mom.
You're really going to do all of that?
Much as you remember.
Yes.
I remember it all.
Tiff.
What?
I'm trying to bring you life.
I'm
going to
do the 8 beers.
I'll make your life better. No.
What?
Remember, the first person walk through your front door has to be a male.
Right.
And that person cannot have slept there tonight.
I don't want people at my house.
But one day somebody will come to your house.
But he has to bring 8 beers. So,
and you have
be black.
Oh, so it could be like Instacart. Please send mail.
And he's got to be black, and then he has to pee too. So.
Yeah, he got to black and pee. Yeah,
he
got
to black. Has to go pee. Yeah.
Wow,
it's a lot.
I tried. I tried, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, you know what? This is the last show of the 2019.
Yeah.
We're going into Best Of on the 30th.
I need to go find that disc. I'll bring it back. Yeah,
we're going into Best Of next week. So, New Year's resolution. PW, you have any?
Oh, yes. I'm going to mention to Roz about the 8 beer minimum.
Mm.
Yes.
Gas Man, New Year's resolution.
She'll buy that, won't she? Yeah. You guys will back me up.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Get out. Successfully complete my probation.
You got $37 million that you kept?
No, I wish. If I had that, I wouldn't be here.
All right, the voice of reason. You got New Year's things for us?
In 2020, people will treat me with more respect.
Oh,
you know what's interesting? You know what's interesting about that?
Sounds
he
like
said
funny.
That like 2 years ago. That's the same New Year's resolution he did when we was at the bowling alley.
Really?
Yes, I remember that.
I don't remember that.
And I respect you, voice. Thank you for being around.
No, more respect. More respect.
I got to find some more.
It's not a high hurdle to cover.
Right.
Why are you looking at me?
Yeah. Why are you looking?
Why are you squinting?
You're looking at me.
Yeah.
Why are you squinting
doubtfully?
At her?
I know. Yeah. It's kind of scary.
Smart. Yeah.
You're looking at me doubtfully. Like, that's not possible.
Why did KCOR pop up on my screen? Because they're playing us also, and they were probably
yeah.
All right, Smosh, what happened on there?
It's a podcast. Actually, it's not radio.
Yeah, I really hadn't thought about it, but I would say that I'm going to petition the writers of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer and try and get the other 8 reindeer named Steve because they all have brown noses.
Oh.
So
excellent.
Steve. It's very holidays.
Oh, yeah.
Steve and Steve.
All right, and Gasman.
Next year you won't be able to say something like that.
What's what?
What is he doing right now?
What's your New Year's resolution?
I'm going to pee.
Successfully complete my probation.
For New Year's Day.
We have 3-4 minutes. Oh. I thought you were going to pee.
Oh.
I thought so, too. Monica. You can't go pee until
you didn't ask Monica Tiffany.
Monica, yeah, I think I asked you before. Never mind. Bored that. Monica.
I do New Year's resolutions on my birthday instead of the actual calendar year because that's my own year, and I like that. So I've decided I'm both going to have a better area in my work life as well as my love life. I'm ready to have a boyfriend.
Whoa. Are you going to make that commitment?
8 long years after a divorce, but yes, it is
good. Damn. Get it in.
Yes.
All right, well, listen, my New Year's resolution is next year I'm going to try to talk better.
Did you ask Tiff?
Oh, shit.
Tiffany.
What?
What's your New Year's resolution?
Well, apparently I have a black guy pee in my house.
Yeah.
You know what I am?
Solid goal.
Tall. Yeah. I'm tall.
He is tall enough to be in your house.
Yeah, tall enough. Yeah. But I gotta be there first in the first of the new year.
No sloppy seconds for you?
Right.
Yeah, really, I ain't walking there. Walking in, I see another bro.
Now, do you have to?
I'm on the line of black dudes. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, do you have to pee on her house?
I'm your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm going live, too.
Spike, really?
Spike's prejudice.
It doesn't happen unless you share it.
Yeah, it's true.
What? Yeah. Whoa, what? All right, damn y'all. Not damn y'all, but damn that. Listen. This has been an awesome, awesome year.
It really does.
What I'm doing is I'm giving thank you guys to all you mother truckers as part of the Spike on Mike show.
Merry Christmas, Spikers.
PW, there you are. Listen, I love you mother truckers like a brother. Smots. And the VR and Gasman. Thank you guys. Listen.
Thank you, Spike.
Listen. For those of you at home who cannot see what's going on, he's handing out beautiful little Christmas cards.
Santa's helper's hat.
I gave y'all.
Thank you.
Each one of them got money in it, but don't cash those checks until
No, I'm not going to show anybody else how much this is. Either.
Please don't
have 37 million.
Yeah, 37 million.
That's all I gotta say.
Yes, I'm saying because
nobody else will see how much this.
Because if
I can do something to you, Spike. Here.
I don't want anybody.
Oh, whoa, thank you. Anybody's got
I don't want anybody to feel bad.
Anybody else have any gifts?
Can I'll we read a little bit later.
Can we re-gift?
Yeah. You want to get this back to me? Here's the thing I want to say. Smiles, thank you for this gift, but I hate the color red.
Oh, that's true. That's why.
Rat bastard.
Your hat.
Wearing a red hat.
Down
dick. You've been wearing red all night.
Yeah, but I ain't like it.
Take
and
it again.
You can't see it. It's different.
I ain't like it.
Oh, and I got this for you.
Oh, thank you. You guys love me. Y'all really love me.
I got this for you.
All right, see you January 1.
Hey, I'm in the house, and you better have to pee.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on a second. Voice, you got something to do?
Yeah, but we don't have time for that on the air.
No, we don't.
I got things, too.
All right, aww, ladies and gentlemen, this is Spike on the Mic Show. Aww. We out. We'll see you guys in 2020. And I, damn it, I want all y'all back.
Toodaloo.
All righty?
It's my last
beer.
Spike on the Mic Show. We out. Peter, thank you so much. Holla back. One.
Boomer Center.